From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. I'm Stephanie Paulson, Manager of Digital Marketing. I joined the benefit companies in 2017, and I shape the words, phrases, and images that represent the benefit companies.
And I'm Roger Furstenow, Human Capital Management Consultant, subject matter expert in personal and business insurance, member of the marketing team, and networking nerd. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. Thanks for listening. So like many of the team here at the benefit companies, I wear multiple hats. As part of the marketing team, I contribute content and ideas on how to showcase the company and how to help our clients. I help write and record and market this podcast. As a human capital management consultant, I meet with prospective clients and determine if we can help these business owners with their administrative tasks. And I am a licensed property and casualty agent in both personal and business insurance. I help individuals with their personal insurance and business owners with their workers' comp and business insurance. Today, we're going to spend some time talking about personal insurance and a couple of the frequently asked questions I hear regularly about travel.
Questions like, do I need travel insurance if I have health insurance? Or is travel insurance and trip insurance the same thing? I'm renting a car. Does my personal auto policy cover me? Let's remember why we buy insurance in the first place. You pay a small premium to offset the risk of catastrophic loss. The policy gives you options, meaning that with a policy in place, you have funds available to pay for the loss that you may not have in your personal savings.
For example, for car insurance, you pay $100 a month, or whatever the premium is for you, so that if you are at fault for an accident, you have hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay for medical expenses and property damage. For homeowners insurance, you pay $100 a month, so that if your $500,000 home and all your stuff is destroyed in a fire, you get it all back.
Health insurance, life insurance, business insurance, all the same. The end result is that you may never have to use any of these policies to offset a claim. But when you do, you now have the resources to get back to where you were before the claim.
So, when a client calls and asks about travel insurance, we discuss the following. Most regular health insurance plans provide partial or no coverage while you are traveling in another country. For Medicare, there is no coverage abroad.
Countries with universal health care might assist with minor needs, but they are not obligated to do so. In the event of major or ongoing medical expenses, they could stop care and would never pay to evacuate you or help you to return home.
At church this Sunday, there was a prayer request for one of our members who was currently being treated for an emergency health issue while traveling in Italy. I have no idea what the details are, but I hope he's covered and getting proper care.
So what do we recommend? Assuming you have no coverage once you cross the border, as soon as you are considering a trip, ask your travel agent about travel coverage that they may have available with the partners that they use. Confirm that the policy you are looking to purchase, it is sold on a per-trip basis, covers you as you travel, covers pre-existing conditions and emergencies and evacuation to your home country. By the way, some credit card companies offer travel insurance, but these plans are typically not comprehensive enough for consideration.
So then are travel insurance and trip insurance the same thing? No, travel insurance is all about your health. Trip insurance is covering the trip. For example, you buy a cruise to some exotic port. After buying the trip and as you're planning what swimsuit to take, hurricane season kicks up, and unfortunately one of them is heading to the same destination you are. Many plans cover hurricanes and weather under trip cancellation coverage. To be covered, you need to make sure it is a covered reason, purchased prior to the storm being named and within the time frame of your trip.
The same follows for the hotels. If the hotel suffers a loss and becomes unavailable for your trip, your travel agent can typically find a solution of comparable lodging or potentially get you a refund. Now, I can't stress enough that a travel agent is really your best first step. Not only do they know all of the discounts, bonuses, and extras that you can't find online, they also know what's available for travel insurance based on where and when you travel and trip insurance depending on your destination. They're the pros. Use them.
So here's a by the way. A few months back, I made a couple of flights to the West Coast. Hotels and restaurants in Oregon and Washington are suffering and doing their best, but not able to offer what you are typically accustomed to. Restaurants were carry out or delivery only at the hotels I stayed in. None of the amenities were available. A workout room, business center, dining room, pool, all closed. Room service, none. Room cleaning was by request. I also rented car both times, and while the pickup was a little bit longer than usual, the drop-off could not have been easier. So things are different. They're not the same as they used to be, so ask questions ahead of a trip.
Now, on a personal note, while the pandemic has made us modify how we do almost everything, you have to shake your head at the airports. Masks must be worn. There are 6-foot notices everywhere. When boarding, you must keep space between you and the other flyers, and then you sit down to a full flight with people all around you.
Doesn't make sense. So anyway, on to rental cars. I get a call about this regularly from my personal insurance clients as they travel. Roger, do I need the rental car insurance? Does my personal plan cover me? I have read contracts from a handful of national car rental companies. Here's what I've seen. They are all slightly different. Let's assume you have an active personal auto policy in place, and this policy has full coverage, liability as well as comprehensive and collision coverages. Let's also assume this rental is within the USA. Does my personal policy cover the rental car if I have an accident? Not all of it.
One of the biggest areas of concern centers around damage to the car. Here's where we're giving a strong recommendation to purchase the collision loss damage waiver. Remember that insurance is a small amount to offset some catastrophic loss. While technically not insurance, and again, every company words this differently, the gist of the waiver is that you pay the fee, and if there's damage to the car, you walk away without paying the repair. If you choose not to take this waiver and you damage the car, you are filing a claim on your policy and paying the deductible just like it was your personal vehicle. One more thing. Almost every company has a clause in the contract that makes the renter liable for the loss of use on the rental car while it is being repaired and not in service. So say you have an accident in your rental car and it's in the shop for a few weeks. The rental company will bill you for the loss of rental income that that car would have provided while it was in the shop. And they can also come at you for the depreciation of the vehicle.
You've all heard the statement that as soon as you buy a car and drive it off the lot, it loses value. Same thought applies here. Say the car is brand new and retails for $40,000. You have an accident. The car is repaired to specs at the dealer, but because of the accident and depreciation, it is now worth $30,000. The rental car company can come at you for the $10,000 loss they have just taken. Your only way out of this $10,000 bill is if you buy the collision loss damage waiver. Otherwise, it's out of your pocket, and they want the money now. For the extra $25 or $35 a day for the waiver, to save me $10,000, you can bet I will take the waiver.
So read the contract. I know it is mind-numbing, dry reading. However, it is typically only a couple of pages. Focus on what their waiver does and doesn't cover. If the rental company cannot answer questions about the contract, you may need to use a different company. And I say don't skimp on your travel budget in the insurance space. Plan on 10 to 15% of your travel costs to be for trip insurance, depending on where you travel. Travel insurance to cover your person if you have a medical emergency, and rental car insurance waiver to make sure you can walk away from damage and loss to the car you rent.
Now remember, I said this rental car example was for local travel. As soon as you cross the border, your health and car insurance do not travel with you. Best to make sure that you plan ahead and build that insurance expense into your trip.
So we talked about personal insurance today. Just one more aspect of what the benefit companies offers its clients. We have been telling you about what makes us different. On top of all of the work that we do with business owners on their administrative tasks, we also work with individuals on their personal insurance, home, auto, umbrella, recreational vehicles, etc., and on personal investment plans. Our retirement company, Benetrack, works with companies on their retirement plans that they offer their employees and with individuals on their personal investment plans.
We know of no other company that works in all of these spaces. Personal and business insurance, payroll, human resources, time labor management, retirement plans, employee benefits, and ACA compliance reporting, all under one roof. To learn more about what we offer, go to www.connectandsimplify.com or contact me at rfirstandow@benefitsinc.com. I will gladly take your call also at 262-278-8522. And remember, what makes the benefit companies stand apart?
45 years in business, an employee base with an average of over 10 years of experience in their fields, the latest technology powered by Ultimate Kronos Group, or UKG. We have clients across the United States, which gives us experience and knowledge across all states. Our technology is nimble and flexible and state-of-the-art. Our service model is built on relationships, not call centers. And most notably, our trademarked human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify, which integrates human resources, time labor management, payroll, retirement plans, and employee benefits in one single sign-on cloud-based system. No outside vendors are needed.
We also have subject matter experts in business and personal insurance, workers' comp, and Affordable Care Act compliance reporting. We are not aware of any company that offers all of these disciplines under one roof.
Do you need more? We're a private company which gives us the ability to act quickly and efficiently when navigating tough economic waters. We are not a software sales company. We don't sell a software package that you need to install, set up, and maintain. We design solutions to meet our clients' unique needs. We build to your specifications, implement and educate you on how to use it, and run all updates remotely to keep you running clean data.
Unique? Yes. Different? Yes. Battle-tested, state-of-the-art, always improving? Yes. We will be back next week with another episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. Until then, thanks for listening. Be well.
This podcast is brought to you by Connect and Simplify, the trademarked human capital management platform of the benefit companies. To learn more, go to www.connectandsimplify.com.